Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Episode of Lunar Lover, the podcast. I'm your host, Jordana Levine, and today we're going to be exploring Leo season and the Aquarius full moon. Leo season takes place from July 23rd to August 22nd, and I don't know about you, but I am ready for a fire season. Cancer season was, well, let me ask you, what came up for you over the last month? It's likely that whatever surfaced for you showed itself through your emotions, perhaps even through your self-care or lack thereof, or for many of you, through your home. With much of Australia in lockdown, I actually think it's fair to say that most people had shit surface around the home. Ah, Cancer season, you never fail to disappoint. Well, now it's time for Leo the Lion to take the spotlight and bathe us in the radiance of the sun's glow. Leo is actually ruled by the sun and brings with it all of the sun's charms, warmth, radiance, and life force energy. If you've been craving motivation and inspiration, this next month could be what you've been waiting for. I thought I was done with pandemic podcast episodes, but it seems with Australia dealing with so many lockdowns and restrictions in this second half of 2021, we are back here again. And it always feels really weird talking about astrological energy as if the pandemic is not going on and as if people aren't confined to their home. So it will factor into this episode. Because Leo energy sparks adventure within us, a sense of playfulness and frivolity. And I sense that that would be a frustrating prediction to hear when you're not allowed to leave your bloody home. But the sun will be in Leo regardless. And when we're working with astrological cycles, it's so important to embrace and embody the energy of each sign. So how can you incorporate playfulness into each day? It could be a Zoom trivia night with friends, a board game. If you have a backyard, perhaps playing some sort of outdoor game. Can you tell that I don't play a lot? Zoom trivia night's probably the height of my funness. If you're looking for a sense of adventure, definitely make sure you get out each day and perhaps try a different walking route to your usual one, or a swim in the ocean in the middle of winter if that's something that you wouldn't usually do. Just trying to lean in to the energy of Leo. And I recognize that I'm scraping the bottom of the barrel here, but What I want you to do is I want you to feel into the energy of Leo, which is adventure, which is play, which is heart, which is warmth, and lean into it. How you choose to do that is up to you, but ignoring it is just wasting the energy. The mantra for Leo is I am. Leo finds joy in its ability to express who it is. So perhaps this season is a good opportunity to reflect on exactly who you are and how you can allow others to truly see you for who you are. Having confidence in yourself and being proud of yourself are wonderful Leo personality traits to tap into this month. It's also a great time to indulge in your passions. And perhaps the gift of lockdown is there is more space in your calendar to explore your passion in ways you haven't before. A gift of this Leo season is that we get two Aquarius full moons. Is it a gift? I don't know. You guys decide. But these two moons will work together and be intrinsically linked, which gives us a little extra juice this month. The first Aquarius full moon will take place on Saturday, July 24 at 12:36 p.m. in Sydney, 3:36 a.m. in London, and Friday, July 23 at 10:36 p.m. in New York. I thought after eclipse season that we had dealt with enough change, but you can't tell me that with two Aquarius full moons back to back, we can't expect another round of radical change. Aquarius is the sign of change and reformation. Its object is to evolve. Perhaps it's an evolution of the self that takes place over the next two full moons, a product of everything you've already endured this year. Or perhaps it's a whole new change that sweeps in to force you into the evolution that needs to take place. Who knows? I don't know. You probably do. But whatever change sweeps in, know that it's in your highest interest. And you know what? I think we're all getting pretty good at adaptability. With the Aquarius full moon, we're being asked to connect with the evolved mind, the waves of higher consciousness, and embrace the air qualities of Aquarius and its ability to create and embrace change at a cerebral level. So as we come out of Cancer season, where we've been processing everything emotionally, you will notice a shift up into the mind. This can be advantageous, but also, if you're prone to overthinking, it may, something to be aware of. The mantra for Aquarius is I reform. And they are the humanitarians of the zodiac. The greater cause for Aquarius is that of a better future. A future that allows freedom, justice, and social change. I'm feeling a reformation brewing in Australia. I'm feeling a social uprising, maybe. And with two of these Aquarius moons happening during Leo season, I'd say it's almost a guarantee. So watch this space. You have had ample opportunity to test yourself this year. That is a fact. How are you going to grow? What are you going to release under this full moon in order to evoke change, not just in your life, but for society as a whole? I'm not one to make bold predictions. I think I say that all the time. So I probably am one to make bold predictions. But I would be very, very surprised if the combination of these two full moons doesn't instigate some sort of major explosive event on a global scale. I think I even predicted that last year with the Aquarius full moon. We had plenty of large global scale incidents, but this one with the amplification of both of them together, I wouldn't be surprised. But again, this isn't fear-mongering. These changes sweep in to create societal shifts. Yeah. So they're big life-altering for society changes. The way I see it is a massive explosion rocks the ground we stand on, and what is no longer secure will naturally fall away. So whether that's happening on a societal level or on a really personal level, let that happen. What you're left with is what's worth fighting for. It's possible that with Saturday's full moon, you might only get half of the story. These two full moons are going to play together. So what's playing out over the weekend might not reach its conclusion until that second Aquarius full moon, which is happening on the 22nd of August, right at the end of Leo season. So always be patient and know that self-reflection is your greatest ally. Aquarius energy is also about going against the grain. So if you feel yourself getting influenced by mass energy, which can happen in a pandemic, take a step back and come back to self. Okay, let's have a look at some ways to work with this full moon. Think about what would truly make you feel free right now. And I understand that that's a triggering statement for everybody that's stuck in lockdown. But this is a feeling of freedom, not a physical freedom. Anything that's getting in the way of that, allow it to fall away. Commit to a cause. There are plenty of things to get behind at the moment. Pick one and decide what you're going to do to create change. It could be a donation of your time, your dime, or your skill set. It can be big or small. It can be as simple as educating yourself. Drop into your body. Aquarius energy is very cerebral and it can be tricky to not let your thoughts get the better of you. If you do start to feel a bit heady, bring yourself back into your body with a barefoot walk, some kitchen dancing, perhaps an online yoga class. If you can get outside, you know I love to prescribe a dip in the ocean. It's a really good circuit breaker when your thoughts are running on a loop. Another great circuit breaker for my overthinkers is to stand in the shower and let the stream run on your scalp. If I'm in a moment of overwhelm with my thoughts, which happens all the time, I like to just stand in the shower and let the hot water run down my scalp. And it is a real circuit breaker for overthinking. So try that one out if you haven't tried it before. Embrace your individuality. It is Aquarius. It is an Aquarius moon after all. And this is going to look different to everybody. It could be a bold outfit or a new hairdo. It might be how you present a new project at work or just how you express your views. With the sun in Leo and the moon in Aquarius, the stage couldn't be better set for this expression of self. It is a full moon, so it is the perfect time to release and let go. If you need some assistance with that, you might like to consider becoming a Lunar Lover member. All Lunar Lover members get access to my full moon circle, which will be available on Saturday morning. It's a really beautiful way to embody the energy of this Aquarius full moon. You'll also get access to yoga classes that are geared to each of the 8 moon phases, which is a really beautiful way to embody the lunar cycle. You get access to guided meditations, journal prompts, and so many other moon goodies. If you'd like to become a Lunar Lover member, all you need to do is click the link in the show notes of this episode or head to jordanalevine.com/Lunar Lover. All right, my loves, I will see you on the next moon, which is a Leo new moon. Oh my God, set the stage. Hopefully a bunch of you are out of lockdown by then so you can go and strut on the street. And then, of course, we've got the second Aquarius full moon and it will be really interesting to see what's played out in the month since this one. Until next moon, I'm Jordana Levine and you've been listening to Lunar Lover, the podcast.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.